So, do what you like, but you better uncork, cork what you can't contain. Do what you like, but you better uncork, cork what you can't contain. Cause the page and the stage is the cage where that tiger rages that'll cause you pain. Do what you like, but you better uncork, cork what you can't contain.
The wonderful Suzanne Vega is our tune for today, and she is an American singer-songwriter with profound insight on the human experience, which has earned her followers of all ages and all walks of life over a nearly 30-year career. Suzanne Vega will be performing at Barrington Stage's Boyd Quinson Main Stage next Friday night at September 12th at 8 p.m. She comes in support of her latest release, Close Up, a reinterpreted majority of her catalog in a close and personal manner, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Suzanne Vega to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us. I always love having you on the program.
Thanks.
Well, the president is expected to speak shortly at the following of the at the wrap-up of the NATO conference, so we may get interrupted, so I'll try to get to as much as we possibly can before the president takes the stage. But
okay.
You've been having a good time touring and have been out quite a bit.
Yeah, I have, actually. I have a new album out called Tales from the Realm of the Queen of Pentacles. That came out in February, so we've been on tour all year promoting that. And yeah, it's been great.
And you'll be doing music from that album at the event at Barrington Stage.
Yeah, new songs, but also old songs and, you know, the hits and then other songs that I know that people like. So it's a combination of old and new.
Do you like creating that mix of creating that song list?
Yeah, you know, I find that if I only do new stuff, people get kind of anxious. You know, they want to hear the older stuff, and they're more receptive to hearing the newer songs if they know that I'm going to play the older things as well.
And I would think there still is a sense of pride that comes in the way that an audience reacts to the older material.
Oh, very much. It's a living thing, you know. That's how I started, was standing on a stage with my guitar and performing to whoever was around. I started with my brothers and sisters, actually. So that's the part of the music industry that will always live on, you know, what you do on a stage in front of an audience.
How do you think you've matured musically?
Matured?
Hmm.
Don't know, really.
You seem not to like that question.
Yeah, I don't know. How have I matured?
Okay, so let me ask it another way. I mean, do you see a progression? Do you see a change in the work? Obviously, I mean, because I can hear it in just that cut we just played, compared to some of your earlier work, there is a change.
Sure.
What was
the cut you just played?
What was the name of the cut that we just played? Don't Uncork What You Can't Contain.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I suppose in some ways, in the beginning when I was first writing songs, it was okay just to write about my own feelings or... I think the earlier work is a little more about solitary people in solitary situations. And now this last album has more of a sense of being connected to humanity in general, I guess. The last song called Horizon is about, you know, love and a kind of transcendent love. So I think that's a more mature viewpoint, I guess.
Absolutely. And you're comfortable where you are now, I assume. I mean, you're comfortable in the music that you're making
Am I comfortable with the music I make?
I'm asking you if you are comfortable. You seem like you're at a comfortable place in your career.
Oh, I wish. not really. I mean, comfortable, I guess.
What would make you comfortable?
I'm releasing my own music myself on my own label. But, you know, I've always felt free to write about uncomfortable situations.
Right.
So I write about whatever really takes my imagination.
Comfortable in a sense of that you are doing what you want to do.
Well, that's for sure. And that's definitely true. And but on some level, it's what I've always done. All my records, I've done what I've wanted to do. And in the past, I had good support from my record labels. And now I'm my own record label, so I'm experiencing that.
And there's
I love what I do. I love touring. I love playing with Jerry Leonard. He's going to be on stage with me on Friday, and he's just a great musician and a good artist to work with too. So I'm enjoying myself. Yep.
What can people expect from the performance on the 12th at Barrington Stage?
Well, it's me on acoustic guitar. And Jerry plays acoustic guitar, but also electric guitar. He's was the musical director for David Bowie for the last 10 years or 12 years. So if you're a Bowie fan, you probably know about Jerry's work. But he's got a great imagination, so we play the more rock and roll songs with his help.
Mm. Well,
and I play Luca, I play Tom Steiner, I do that pretty much every time I play.
Well, Suzanne Vega will be performing at Barrington Stage's Boyd Quinson Main Stage next Friday night, a week from tonight, September 12th at 8 p.m., barringtonstageco.org for more information, barringtonstageco.org. Suzanne Vega, it's always a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you very much for being with us.
Sure. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.